in Megillas Esther, V'yemer HaMelech Ha'itim. I think you remember that pasuk. Chazal tell us lechachomim yodei ho'itim, he wanted to be advised, and he asked the Sanhedrin. Now, the Sanhedrin are for sure the wisest people in creation, and they are described in the pasuk as chachomim yodei ho'itim, who know how to analyze different times. Now, the simple translation is that the Chachmei Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, are appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, that they are the one who decide when is Rosh Chodesh, and they can make the Rosh Chodesh a day later or a day earlier, and they are the ones who have the decision when is Rosh Hashanah, when is Yom Kippur, when is Pesach, when is Shavuos, when is Sukkot, etc. They can make two Adars and one Adar. So really they are, and they were very, very wise people in the knowledge of astronomy, that they knew the stars and the moon and the sun and everything like that. And that is a simple translation of Chachom Yodei Ho'itim. A little deeper translation of Chachom Yodei Ho'itim, that it's a very chochm, it's a very, very wise when a person knows how to analyze different times. Now we live in a very mundane world. We live in a gashmistical world. Many times when I go out in the street, especially Yom Kippur in the morning, and I breathe the fresh air, and I look at the sun, I look at the sky, and I hear the birds, and I say to myself, it's the same as yesterday, it's the same as tomorrow. And really, it's as different from yesterday and tomorrow as different can be. It's a different creation whatsoever. You see the same, you have the same headache or the same earache, and you see the same sky, the same floor. And yesterday is Erev Yom Kippur, today is Yom Kippur. Today is Olam Haba Mamash. They say the difference between Shabbos and not Shabbos. The difference between Pesach and not Pesach. And when people don't appreciate that, the most beautiful opportunities in life just go through our fingers. And it's one of the most important things to know, to be a chocham, to be wise, yodei ho'itim, to appreciate different times. When Shabbos comes, utilize the Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes, utilize Rosh Hashanah. It's only once a year. Today you can go into shul, listen to the shofar, you could mamish move the kisei hakavod. It's like before the yadid, after the yadid, chas v'shalom, before the accident, after the accident. Before the accident, you can be careful. After the accident, until you become well, it could take years. If you know that today is Erev Yom Kippur, you could accomplish what you can't accomplish tomorrow in the Chasam Sefer's Avodah. To appreciate the different times, chachom yodei ho'itim. And when a Shabbos comes, be excited. When a Yom Tov comes, be excited. And know what is Pesach and what is Sukkot. Pesach and Sukkot is not the same thing. Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos is not the same thing. So this is the one of very important things in Yiddishkeit. Someone who wants to appreciate Yiddishkeit, someone who wants to utilize Yiddishkeit and grow in Yiddishkeit, to know and to analyze different times. Now, the time that we are right now, that we are sharing together Be'ezer Hashem, is the days of Sfiras Ha'omer. Now I don't know how many of you people count Sfiras Ha'omer, you ladies. Maybe some of you do, maybe some of you don't. I, Baruch Hashem, count Sfiras Ha'omer. It's a wonderful mitzvah. Now whether the ladies count Sfiras Ha'omer, don't count Sfiras Ha'omer, but the days are days of Sfiras Ha'omer. Now it's important for you to know that these 49 days are really days with the quality of Yom Tov. The Ramban says it's like a long chalamoid. Just like on Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, and then Atzeres, the eighth day. The same way, there's Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and the eighth day, which means after seven times seven, you don't count 7 days, but you count seven times seven. and then comes Shavuos, and all the days in between have the quality of Chol HaMoed, are extremely, extremely burning, great, deep, beautiful days. Now, if you count Sefiras HaOmer, it's a wonderful thing. If you don't count Sefiras HaOmer, you probably told the halacha not to count Sefiras HaOmer. But it doesn't matter, because every Shemoneh Esrei, every Brachas HaMazon is different. Now, I want to give you some kind of an expression in quantity, not in quality, quality and quantity. I don't know how to say it. What it says in the Heilig Arizal, how he describes the days of Yom Tov, including all the days of Sefiras HaOmer, in comparison to the other days of the year. And his words are, I'm sure I mentioned this in Shalheves previously. I'll say it over to you again because it's beautiful words. The Ri'ah Kodesh says, Kimayon hanoveya tipin varubas hashamayim niftochu. A regular day in Shvat, or in Adar, or right after Shavuos, is days when Hashem gives shefa and brocha, kamayon, like a fountain, hanoveya tipin, that goes drops of beautiful hashpois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. But in these days, until Shavuos, and on Pesach, and on Shavuos, and on Sukkot, and all Sefiras HaOmer days, aruba is hashamayim niftochu. The windows of heaven open up. I don't know if you appreciate what it means, the windows of heaven. But let me just tell you what it means. When a window in heaven opens up, how big is that window? Did you ever see an airplane up in the air? Now, this airplane is not in heaven. This airplane is just 2 miles up. It looks so small because it's so far away. So if you have a window that opens up, let's say the window is wide 10 feet, that means it opened up 100 billion miles. Are you with me? Aruba is hashamayim niftochu. It's a mabul. These words you find in the mabul. It's a flood of shefa of bracha. Before the chasana, I just want to tell you what you accomplish in these days when you're tefillis and you're Shemoneh Esrei. It's like aruba sashamayim niftochu in comparison to right after Shavuos. It's wonderful burning days, and people don't know that. You know, you pick up the siddur, it's the same siddur, the same Shemoneh Esrei. It's not the same siddur, not the same Shemoneh Esrei. It's aruba sashamayim niftochu. It's sphere days. I don't know if you know it, by Chassidim, sphere days were burning days. Every day was a wonderful, great day. And the truth is that Mrs. Gottlieb, so I didn't know I'm going to speak here till an hour ago. So I didn't really prepare. So, you know, I'm just talking. The atmosphere of the time. Maybe it's better when you don't prepare. Could be. So I'm going to tell you a little bit what's happening these days. Now, again, just the first fact that I wanted to relate to you was that the days of Yom Tov, days of Shabbos for sure, this everyone knows, all days of Yom Tov, including all Sefiras HaOmer days, from Chol HaMoed, from Pesach till after Shavuos, from the first day of Sukkot till the eighth day of Sukkot, these are days of Arubas HaShemayim Niftochu. These are wonderful, wonderful days. They should be utilized. These days shouldn't be wasted. Of course, a Yid doesn't waste any of his days. Every day is precious. But it's extremely to be a chocham yedei hazmanim, yedei itim. Now I'd like to try to analyze a little bit what is happening in these days of Sefiras HaOmer, because this is something which is very important. Because if you know that it's a great day, it's a wonderful day, it's for sure it's good to daven with more kavana and to put more concentration and to waste less time, and maybe to put off some shopping which is not that important till later. Anyways, it's cheaper later because then starts the sales. But you know, it could be it's a good idea, but it's also extremely good idea to know what's happening. Now, if someone knows that Rosh Hashanah is a very wonderful day, but he doesn't know the atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah, the Yiras Shamayim, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus, the atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah, then he's missing the point. Now, the same is true of Yom Kippur for sure. We have to know what's happening in Yom Kippur. Many of us don't know what's happening in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day for davening a lot of kavanah, but that's not really the work of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of changing. Now the question is, what is happening on
Birisheimer. What are these days all about? What are these days? What is the atmosphere of these days? What's happening in these days? Pesach, we know. Shavuos, we know. Hashem opens up Arubas Hashemayim, windows of heaven of Torah. Say to the Shemayim for our children, for our husbands, for our own selves. But what is happening on Sefiras Omer days? And it's important for us to know so that we can try to utilize it and try to get the atmosphere of what's happening. Does it interest anybody, or should I continue? Should I change the subject? Huh? So far, so good? Yeah, alright. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If the two introductions. First introduction is like this. What's happening the Sefiras Omer days is several things, not one thing, several things. And I'm going to concentrate on one of them. I mean to say as follows. Many times I would, even though it's not right to say, but I would say, I'm going to tell you really the point of Rosh Hashanah, the point of Yom Kippur, the most important point of Yom Kippur. You know, sometimes the speaker gets up and talks like that. I'm not sure he really knows, but he might think he knows. Now, I'm not going to tell you the point of the Sefiras Omer days. I'm going to tell you one of the points. This is one of the, but really all of the points are attached. But this is one of the points of Sefiras Omer days. So this is not the, but it's one of the very important things. That's first introduction. Second introduction is when I'm going to tell you something very deep. And sometimes, Rabbi Aaron Kotler used to say, Eret v'ashikir eterk. You ever heard that expression? Eret v'ashikir eterk. Anybody doesn't know what that means? A terk is something from Turkey. He talks like a drunken man from Turkey. What does it mean, drunken man from Turkey? So Rabbi Aaron used to say like this. When someone talks in Turkey, I don't know what he's talking about, but he knows what he's talking about. Right? When someone is drunk, I know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. When he's drunk from Turkey, not I know, now he knows. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to talk a little bit like a shikir attack. You understand? You're not going to know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to know what I'm talking about. But you know, we'll just throw some ideas into the atmosphere. So let me try to tell you one of the points of these days. And this is as follows. If we want to understand these days of Sefiras Omer, we have to start from the beginning. Now the beginning, it all started with the Pesach. I think you all know we all started with the Pesach. Now what happened on Pesach? What happened on Pesach, the Jewish people were born. Now what does it mean to be born? In the simple translation, to be born means to go out into a world of life. When a child is not born yet, when he's in his mother's stomach, you might see advertisements, and the true advertisement that his heart is beating. But really his life is absorbed within the mother. You're not considering him as a person by himself. The moment he is born, he comes into life. This is what it means to be born. The Jewish people came to life on Pesach. Before Pesach, there was no such thing as a Jewish people. There was no such thing as a Jewish people. On Pesach, we were born. And now it's not Pesach, but it's important for us to know, every one of us can be reborn on Pesach. Especially on Pesach. And that's why Hashem made Pesach Hayom Atem Yetzim B'Chodesh Ha'Oviv, in the spring. And even in the natural world, everything's reborn in the spring. The winter time, everything died. You look at the trees, you think they're dead. They're brown, you think they're dead. The whole world looks dead. And when Pesach comes, spring comes, everything comes back to life. It's a birth. And this is, the Torah says, Hayem Atei Yoitzim B'Chodesh Ha'Oviv. It's one of the foundations of Torah that you should believe that I can be reborn. That even though I look at myself, you know, that time is so strong upon me, you understand? The years went by and I'm an old person and I'm not going to get young again. And my habits are habits and my smallness is smallness. And you know, that's the way it is, you know, so it said, you know, wird sich also schleppen, mit ein bisschen Käfer, oder als Mashiach wird kommen. Und wird sich schleppen, you know, schlepp along the rest of our life. How should I say it? It's a sheker, it's a falseness. And Hashem gave us a special yomtiv to tell us that you can be reborn. Am Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, Matzach Geshlep, 210 years, and they thought that it'll be forever. And we say it, Ilo Hetzach Kodesh Baruch Mitzrayim, we would have been there forever, there was no possibility of any revolution, and Kodesh Baruch Hu made a birth of the Jewish people. And this is the foundation of Pesach. Now, I want to a little analyze what happened on Pesach, really. Now, this is something which I'd like to tell you. I think you know that the human being is the map of Hashem's world. In all forms of Hashem's world. Human being is the map. For instance, if you look at the generations, the map of all the generations, so you'll find that there was great tzaddikim who were like the head of all generations. Today, in our generation, we are called Iklus of the Mashiach. We're the heel of the generations. The end of everything. Like the heel. There were people who were the heart. There were people who were the mind. You with me? The human being is a mashal, is a map of how the world works. Now, I'd like to give you one very important point of this map. The map works as follows. Basically, the person is divided into two. The head and the body. Are you with me? Now, this is really two. In English, they say he has a head on his shoulders. Did you ever hear anybody say he has a stomach on his feet? What's the difference? Because it's not a stomach on the feet. The stomach is the person's heart, and the stomach, that's the person. He has a head on his shoulders. The head is something, how should I say it, extra to the person. The essence of the person is his heart. What he feels, what he appreciates in his heart. The head is something very, very great that attaches the person to Hashem. You with us? You with me? For instance, if you talk about the person's body, how far can my fingers go? Can my hands go? I'll pick up my hand and I'll give a jump and I'll get up, let's say, 3 meters, 4 meters, all right? In my mind, how can I jump in my mind? The Baal Shem Tov says a person is where he is thinking. Now, when I daven Shemoneh Esrei and I think about 13th Avenue, if I do, I'm not in shul, I'm in 13th Avenue. I'm in the store picking a tie, all right? That's where I am. My body might be in the shul, but that's not where I am. The essence of the person is where his machshava is. Now, at this moment that I'm talking to you people, right? When my mind wanders, and Baruch Hashem, I hope I might be going back tonight, and I have a little 12 years old who had a birthday yesterday, my Yosef Dov. At this moment, when I think of Dovi, right, I'm with him. That's the truth. I'm with him. That's the truth of the world. And at this moment, if I think of Hashem, I am by the Kisei HaKovet. In a moment, you could jump to the Kisei HaKovet. In a second. It's a Meshum Nikah Koyach, the mind. And the Rambam says it in so many words. He says, "Vada ochi," you should know, my dear brother, when you think of Hashem, you are with Hashem. A person in his mind could jump to America, could jump to Eretz Yisrael, could jump to Italy, could jump to the Kisei HaKovet, could jump to the third heaven, could jump to Olam HaBriah. The mind is a Meshum Nikah Koyach. And the mind is what attaches us to Hashem. And to quote the Rambam over again, "Vada ochi," this is his words. He has sechel asher shof aleinu Hashem yisala. This is what attached us to Hashem. Alright? Now, the whole object of the person is that what he has in his mind to filter into his body. In other words, everyone here, when we pick up the siddur, what do we have in our mind? There's a great, wonderful Hashem. He is Ein Sof. There's no end to his capacity, to his greatness, to his loving kindness, to his closeness to us, what he wants for us. He has everything. The nachas that I want for my children is in his hands. So it's just waiting for us. The health that I want is by him. So my mind has no problem. And I pick up the siddur, right? And I just, you know, and my head bows and I say Baruch. And all of a sudden something happens. You fly someplace else. What happened? It's not the problem of the sechel. Your mind understands everything, but your heart is not there. The person is not there. You are attached to what you're going to make for supper. So therefore, you just fly away. So the object is to put what's in your mind into the person. Now, I deliberately sitting today, not standing, because I don't want to say a drasha, because I have no koyach. So if you don't understand, please speak up and I'll explain it over again. Does everyone understand what I'm trying to bring out? The whole object of our person is to bring what's in the mind, what's in the seichel, the truth that we know, to bring them to the person, to live what we know. I know you're supposed to learn Torah all the time. I know you're supposed to not get angry. You're supposed to keep your mouth closed. I know. It's in the seichel. But it's not over here. It's not in your heart. It's not in the person. And the whole object of Yiddishkeit is to filter from the mind into the person. Now, this filter from the mind into the person is a procedure. What filters in? A lot of things. There's the nervous system. And one of the things that filters in is blood. I think you know that in the throat there is blood called Dam HaNefesh. In the Halach of Karbonis, the Torah says that you make a shchit on the behemah, and the blood that comes out of the throat is Dam HaNefesh. It's the lifeblood. And this is the blood we put on the Mizbeach that attaches us to Hashem. Now, Hashem did something very interesting. The passage between the head and the body is narrow. You with me? The head is a little wide, the body is very wide. The passage is narrow. There's a very, very many reasons why it's narrow. Now, if we will leave the person behind, let's take the whole map of the world. We would say that all the Shefa of Hashem, the life that Hashem gives to the world, is like the head of the world. The Jewish people are like the body of the world. And there's a passage. This passage is called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, Lashon Meitzar. It is narrow. Paroi, we would call it in plain English. What Paroi did was, he caught the Jewish people by the throat. In other words, that passage, from the head to the body, all the lifeblood that has to go to the Jewish people, Paroi got a hold of. And that's why Paroi was wallowing in blood. I think you all know that Paroi got sick, and his doctor said, if you want to become healthy, you have to slaughter Jewish children and bathe yourself in Jewish blood. Why did Paroi have to bathe the children in Jewish blood? Because this is an expression. Jewish blood, that means blood is life. The life that the Jewish people come from Hashem. Now you have to catch the Jewish blood. All the Jewish blood. So you have to catch them by the throat. And Paroi was the one who took all the blood, the lifeblood that Hashem wanted to give the Jewish people. And that's what built Mitzrayim. That's what built Mitzrayim. Now, this is very deep understanding, and I'm going to bring out something practical in the end. But it's important for us to know. This situation comes back every year. Every year, there is a Paroi that catches the Jewish people by the throat, catches everyone else by the throat. And this is not called today Paroi, we call it Chometz. When a person eats Chometz on Pesach, I think you know, it says in Pesach, V'nichriso, Chayev Kuris. He's cut off. Why? Because as if he blocked his throat. The blood supply does not go into the body. And that's what chometz is. When we cleanse our house from chometz, we enable the blood supply, and blood is an expression of Hashem's life that He gives us, which compasses not only just plain life, but life and happiness and health and everything. This passageway, called Gora and called Mitzrayim, chometz is what stuffs it. When you eat chometz, you simply choke in the spiritual way. When you get rid of the chometz, then you can filter the life into the Jewish people. But not eating chometz is not enough. There we have to start filtering life. And what happens at Pesach, let's not discuss at this moment. But this is really what happens in Sfiras Ha'omer. On Sfiras Ha'omer, it is filtered into us 49 portions of blood, of lifeblood, of life. Every day is a portion of life. That's what happens in Sfiras Ha'omer. The Jewish people on Har Sinai, that's when they really, really were living. Because until the Har Sinai had no Torah, and without Torah, Torah is called Teres Chaim. It's 49 days of a flowing of Dam HaNefesh into every one of us. So really, if we want to analyze what are these days all about, these are days that we absorb life. Life in the real form. Blood, Dam HaNefesh, not only physically, not physically, but in the spiritual, in the true way, that a person, and I'm talking about ladies, but if the Jewish people would not count Sfiras Ha'omer, they would never be able to receive a Shavuos, and they would, as if we'd say, they'd come to Shavuos, but there's no blood. There's no life. Sfiras Ha'omer is 49 days of lifeblood for every one of us. Now, practically speaking, why is this important for us to know? Now, first thing it's important for us to know is to know how important these days are. When we say Pesach, we get Cheirus. It's extremely important. We should not be have the Shibud of Mitzrayim, of Yitzhahara, of the Sudden, etc. We say Shavuos, these days are days that we absorb life. Life, even in the physical way. Even in the spiritual way. Everything that simple life entails, the days of life are the days Sfiras Ha'omer days. And that's why in these days, Chmono Litzlan, it's like how should I say it? I don't know how to describe it. It's like when someone who's in the middle of a transfusion, he has no blood. So he's half dead. Talmid Rebbe Akiva, that there was something very, very slightly wrong with them. And these days they all fell out. I think you people know that it's not only Talmid Rebbe Akiva, all through the generations, terrible, terrible tragedies happen only in these days of Sfiras Ha'omer. If you're interested in knowing the tefillah that the Ashkenazim say, Ava Rachmi Shechem Reimim, Uyifkoid Barachmis, Akilas HaKodesh Moslem Nashim Kedushas Hashem, this was originally composed for Shabbos before Shavuos only. Today in Holland, the Yekis in Holland say this once a year, Shabbos before Shavuos. Because the terrible gzeres of Tach V'Tat were between just before Shavuos, and the Holocaust also. The I think you know. When I remember when I was a child, I lived in Williamsburg. A lot of Yidden Botikin, a lot of Yoritzites were these days. In time of the Holocaust, of the terrible harigas of Kilis Yisrael Dafka and the Sfiras Ha'omer days. Sfiras Ha'omer days are very, very delicate days. Very delicate days. And the reason is because these are days that we're absorbing life. And until Shavuos comes, our life really isn't fulfilled. And when a person wastes these days, instead of davening, and instead of learning, and instead of spending every moment that he can in quality, he's simply, you know, the more quality you put in these days, it's the more you blood life, lifeblood, you absorb for the whole year. Now, I just what I was discussing until now is just to give an expression of the importance of these days and a little bit of what's happening. But practically speaking, what do we have to do these days? What are we supposed to build into ourselves? So let me tell you one more thing, and this I will try to conclude. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says the story as follows. The Gemara says there was a Tana called Adnas Nahabavli. Tana called Adnas Nahabavli. Adnas Nahabavli said, I once went to Krachayam, I went in a faraway town, and a lady came to me and she said, I had a baby, and I made a bris milah and he died. And the second baby, the same thing, died. And here's my third baby, I don't know what to do. So the Gemara says, "V'hitzatzti boy," and I looked at the child, and I saw that he was red. His body was red from. And I understand that his blood was not absorbed yet. And I told this lady, "Wait, achiv l'domo." So Rashi says that when this baby was born. And I understand that his blood was not absorbed yet. And I told this lady, wait, achiv l'domo. So Rashi says that when this baby was born, the blood was in the body, but it wasn't really absorbed into the veins, into the arteries completely. And that's why he had a reddish complexion. And the Gemara says that that's what he did, and the baby was mild, and he lived. They called him the name of his name, Nosna Bavli. The thing was, it's an opposite story. There was a baby that was yellow. And this we know today, that when a baby is yellow, you don't make a bris milah. Now, here we find something very interesting. The Chazal tell us that this baby had blood. It wasn't absorbed. So we find something very interesting. That not only is enough to bring blood into the body, it has to be absorbed into the veins. Now, I just want to tell you a fact. This observation called Havlas Damim, absorbing the blood, is one of the very important factors in the secrets of the Torah of Sfiras Ha'omer. That a Sfiras Ha'omer, we are busy 49 days, and it's the way of expression that the blood should be absorbed into our bodies. Really, spiritually, for sure. Now, I want to try to explain what this means. Let us say, what does it mean, blood? What does it mean, blood? What is our blood? Our blood is our life. Spiritually speaking, what is our blood? Our Yiddishkeit. Our Yiddishkeit is our blood. If you see a person outside not keeping Shabbos, so this person, we look at him as a dead person, which is true. He's dead. Halachically, he's dead. Every one of us would rather 1,000% that our children should not be living than chas v'sholem not keep Shabbos. Because not keeping Shabbos is dead. Maybe I should stop for a second and tell you a story, because I think many of you just think that this guy went bananas today with what I'm talking about. So I'll tell you a beautiful story. It's a true story that I know. I heard this mamish from someone who was there. There's a story in Hatton in Radin. There was a young bocher who was 40 years old. He was never married. Gvaldik bocher, he was an Ili, he was a genius. A big Talmud Chochman, Elach bocher, and he died. And he was a Ben Yochid. So Emes is a story. I heard this from Abshaga Gosbart, who was there in Radin then. He was a Ben Yochid to his father. His father didn't live in Radin. He learned in Yeshivas Radin. And they didn't know what to do. How do you tell the father, who was an elderly man, how do you tell his Ben Yochid, his child, 40 years old, passed away? What do you tell the man? So they sent the son to talk to him. They said, you know, Yibocha, you know, it's in Yeshiva, yeah. So the guy says, you know, things aren't so good with him. What happened? I don't know. He started cooling off. Is your Shemayim? Huh? And then said, and Shabbos, the man heard the word Shabbos, he got up and said, I wish he would die. So he said, he died. Uy Baruch Hashem. And if he said, you know, got used to the idea, he says, no, you should know he attacked his dog. But he was a tzaddik, we just told you a story. But the parent says, Uy Baruch Hashem. Because to die spiritually is 1,000 times worse. It's a true story. You see what parents were you used to be. So, now, our blood is our Yiddishkeit. Our Shabbos, our Kashrus, our davening, our Chinuch HaYelodim, everything that we stand for, this is our blood. And Baruch Hashem, we went through a Pesach, and every year we go through a Pesach. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of blood in our veins. None of us sitting in this room, and Baruch Hashem, in our crowds, are missing blood. We have everything. We have our whole 248 limbs, the blood life that we need, the lifeblood that we need to keep Yiddish. But here we find a concept that the Gemara says he was a child who had blood, but the blood wasn't absorbed. It's called Havlas Damim, to absorb the blood. And what does that mean? What does that mean, absorb the blood? Many times we have things in us, but it's not really absorbed into our life. I'll bring you an example. I'll bring you an example. Let's say I felt like myself. Right? I felt like myself. I don't know what example to bring. But I'll bring you an example of any one of us. When we are davening, we're davening, and the phone rings, right? You're davening, the phone rings. So I think, I'm not trying to tell you halachically what to do, but sometimes The phone rings once, twice, three times, four times, five times. You know, who knows who it might be? Could be that my mother-in-law's calling me. My mother's calling me. It could be something very, very important. It could be it's a gewaltig business deal. It could be I'm going to get... They want to tell me that I won $1 million and another... But, you know, I'm in the middle of Ashrei, so I don't do anything. Then it rings over again. But kids, your mind is it goes boggling. You go on the sugar. Now, if you're on the other line, many times, I don't know about you people. When you ever online, you got to click. Some people answer clicks, some people don't answer clicks. Now, for instance, I answer clicks. My wife's like, she doesn't answer clicks. I'm on the phone, what do you want from me? Leave me alone. Now, when you're davening, and the phone rings, you're on the phone, you're talking to Hashem. So why are you so... You with me? You people with me? You know why? Let me tell you why. Because real life, where is our life? Our real natural self, not in davening. My real natural self is to answer that phone. That's the real me. That's the real me. Because it might be someone with a good recipe. So if it's a good recipe, I'm willing to, you know, Ashrei is more important. But and I want to make sure that I get that recipe because, you know, it's Erev Shavuos. The same is true with everything that we do in this world. It's when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to davening, to learning, all these things, it's in us, but it's not absorbed into our life. There's no havlas damim. It's not in our veins. It's not part of our life. I can bring you a lot of examples. Now, you ladies don't understand this. You ladies don't understand this. But you ever see the men? I don't want to talk against the men. Do you ever see men? Now, I'm not talking about Gerach Hasid because by them it's a miseris. But many times, I mean, my own self, do you ever see men walking back and forth on the davening? Or the learning, they never. You excuse me. Did you ever see people walking back and forth, huh? When they're involved in ruchnius, did you ever see me walking back and forth in the middle of eating? Should I tell you why? Why do you walk back and forth when you're davening? Let me tell you why. When I'm eating, you stand. I found life over here. I don't have to go over there. I do is megit. It's megit do. When I'm davening, it's minish gitu. It's after darkness besser. I run over there, the same things. I come back. But maybe over there is still better. You know why? Because it doesn't interest me. It's not my life. I didn't find what I'm enjoying. When I'm drinking a glass of coffee, if I don't like it, put another bit of sugar. But it's, you understand, as minish gitu, was davening life in Dorten. It's my blood. It's myself. When I suffer most from this problem, my own personal life is Kirish Malamita. It's terrible. At night, I'm so tired, Baruch Hashem. And you have to say that Kirish Malamita. It's long. It's. Who made that Kirish Malamita? So what do you do? So if you have really, I must say the ladies are better than that. In this way, the ladies, because but well, ladies, what's the thing? They're sitting in one place. So I start saying, and it's long, and it's boring, and that's, I start walking around, you know, hoping that that I'll get over it. That's called that the blood is in you, but it's not absorbing your veins. You're not really living. It's something external. It's a redness of skin, but it's not really in the heart. And that's what we are missing mostly in our Yiddishkeit. I don't know if you ever noticed it. Many times, you sit down with the Tehillim. I don't know about you people. You people are Erlecha people, but I'm talking about, you know, people, plain people like me. I'm not trying to be modest over here. But Bechlal ladies, Bechlal are more serious. But many times, you say, I think it's because the men have to learn all the time. So maybe it's hard for them. But many times you see a guy, you know, sitting and learning, looking at a safe, and all of a sudden something, you know, a newspaper, and he glances, a headline caught him. So, you know, in the middle, he's holding the safe, and he's looking at the article. You know what that means? It means, thus, this is life, and this is a strain. Yiddishkeit is a strain. That's our biggest problem, Yiddishkeit. We don't enjoy Yiddishkeit. We don't enjoy a bracha. We don't enjoy brichas hamazon. We don't enjoy our kriya shema. We don't enjoy our shema nesris. We don't enjoy being with Hashem. And Hashem, who gave us a Torah, which is called Torah Chaim, and Hashem is Baruch Himself is Chaim. We didn't absorb this Chaim into our real sense. So you'll say, what do you mean? I'm not religious. Yes, that's just like the Gemara says. This child had all the blood, but it wasn't absorbed into his essence. Now the days that have this special kishrin and zgula, how should I say it in English? Have this special. Will anybody help me with the word? Huh? Capacity. All right. This special capacity, this special way, this gula that to absorb Yiddishkeit into your veins and to make it part of yourself, are the special days from Pesach till Shavuos, Sfiras Hamidos. And these are days that the lifeblood comes into us and becomes absorbed into us. And this is the Hakdamah, the introduction before Shavuos. Because before we can really get the Torah, we can give Hashem his birth, that kiss on Har Sinai, on that Shavuos morning, Yishakeinim and Nishika is Piyu, that real appreciation, we have to prepare ourselves to absorb Yiddishkeit into our essence, into our being. And this is the greatness of the Yid, that he lives Yiddishkeit. And not the greatness of the Yid is when Yiddishkeit is fremd. Yiddishkeit is something external. Yiddishkeit is a strain on us. And I think one of the biggest differences between the previous generations, today's generations, was this. The previous generations, they breathed Yiddishkeit. They loved everything in Yiddishkeit. And today, Baruch Hashem, maybe we daven more, we learn more, maybe we probably do daven more, but this ava, this appreciation, this to feel that the siddur is my lifeblood. And this is the special avoida of these days. Now, in the simple translation of Sfiras Hayomim, it means to count the days to Shavuos, as the Chinuch says. Counting the day to Shavuos means the anticipation, the she'ifa. You're hoping for Shavuos. What does it mean you're hoping for Shavuos? Hoping for Shavuos means that you want the Torah. On Shavuos itself, I think last year I was here, if anybody remembers, I spoke about the real avoida of Shavuos, it says in the Gemara. I think you know that in Shavuos night, we stay up all night, and we say tikkun, which is a wonderful minig, and it's beautiful, and it's great, and it's deep, and everything. But the mitzvah of Shavuos, like it says in the Gemara, is to make a good su'ud on Shavuos. The Gemara says, "Ivdu le'igla tilsa," the Gemara says, make a good su'ud. That's the mitzvah of Shavuos. The blintzes and the cheesecake, that's the mitzvah of Shavuos. Why is that so important? Because blintzes and cheesecake is not a strain. Depends how you make it. But if you make it like my mommy, it becomes just part of you. It just goes into your bones. And the mitzvah of Shavuos is to reach the appreciation that Torah, Hashem's Torah and Hashem's mitzvahs, is like a piece of cheesecake. That's the object of Shavuos. We have no problem with our Torah. We have no problem with our Torah. We keep all our mitzvahs. That's not our problem. The problem is not life. Now life, how should I say it? You know, life is not something strange to us. Life is me, and I am life. The physical life, it's part of us. And this is the object of these days. Now, what you people are thinking to yourself is, whoever was interested in everything I was saying until now, how do you do that? How do you do that? And the answer is as follows. The Gemara says, Hamtinloi, wait for him, achieve the domi. Which means as follows, by nature it becomes absorbed. The only problem is, we don't give it time. Let me explain to what I say. For some of the people sitting in this room, to pick up now a Tehillim and to read 50 prakim is something easy and enjoyable. I'm sure a big percentage of you people. Someone who's not used to saying Tehillim, it's not so easy. I'll tell you a story, it's a true story. There's one, I forgot who this gadol was. He had to go with one of the important balabatim of the Kehillah. He had to go to some place. So he said, come to me tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and we'll go together. Because the balabas comes at 9 o'clock and he says, he knocks on the door, Rabbi, I'm here. So the Rav says, I'm busy now. Take a Tehillim and say Tehillim, I'll say. You should know that to sit and learn all day is not such easy work. And the truth is, it's not true. The big Talmud Chacham sits and learns all day. He's pushed. He's enjoying. It's beautiful. It's delicious. But if you're not used to it, to sit for 2 hours and say Tehillim, it's murder. It's murder. You people know what I'm talking about? Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. I hope you don't know. That's the way to do it. The way to do it is to make a breakthrough through getting used to it. Now, let me explain to you what I mean to say. The first thing we have to believe is that the Torah and our mitzvahs is our blood by nature. Sometimes someone says, Torah is not for me. What would you say to someone who says, Torah is not for me? Every little boy says, Ich bin nicht für lernen. I'm not for learning. What do you say to this little boy? Many times little boy is 15 years old. His parents might even think so. What do you say to such a boy? What would you say to someone who goes over to a doctor and says, Doctor, I decided oxygen is not for me. I need carbon dioxide. Oxygen doesn't agree with my lungs. That says, look, oxygen doesn't agree with your lungs. You must be very sick. Oxygen is for you. That's life. This is life. No such thing, oxygen is not for me. Now, if you have problem inhaling oxygen, that means you're very, very sick. We have to heal you. But that's not the way to go out of it, to find you, to put carbon dioxide into your lungs, because that's for sure not for you. Now, Torah is not oxygen. Torah is life itself. Torah is life itself. If someone says Torah is not for me, it means life is not for me. Which means someone says, my veins don't accept blood. They need sour milk. Might be, but it's not going to work. A little boy says, Ich bin nicht von lernen. Was ist du bist nicht von lernen? Torah is Torah's Chaim. We have to believe that our Yiddishkeit, our davening, our brachas, everything in Yiddishkeit, we have to believe that it's life. The first we have to believe it. It's for me. Even though Ich bin nicht ein größer Rebbesin, Ich bin nicht größer Sadeikas, Ich bin nicht Kandus, Ich bin nicht Kandolz, Ich bin nicht Kinyens. Because it's not absorbing to us yet. But first thing, know that it's life. So why don't we feel that it's life? Because it's not absorbing to our blood. It's not absorbing to our blood. What do we have to do? We have to, in the beginning, force yourself to a certain extent. Say those brachas slowly. Say that davening slowly. Even a little slower than you should, until you get used to it, until you get a taste in it. It becomes part of you. Every time you pick up a glass of something, but you get used to saying the words word for word until you feel that it's life. A bracha is life. The Shema Yisrael is life. When you get used to daven a little more, it'll be life. The same issue with our midas. Keeping our mouth closed, not getting angry, savlonis, everything we have. Which Yiddishkeit teaches us. It all these things which are strange to us, it's a strain to us, is because we have the blood in our veins, but it's not absorbed into our hearts. And as I was telling you, this is the special school of these days of Sfiras Soimer, to absorb Yiddishkeit into our essence. And this is what's the most important for every one of us. And this is the introduction to Matan Torah. And as I was saying, the way to do it is through taking it a little hard at the beginning, practicing up. When it's a bracha, right? I think people heard my drushes. I think brachas is the most important thing in the essence of the Jewish person, in the practical Jewish person. 100 times a day, talking to Hashem, and it's a strain. It's a strain. To say that Hashem Yotze word for word is a strain. We're always in a hurry. We're not in a hurry when we drink a glass of coffee. We're not in a hurry when we eat something. But the moment we have to say that Hashem Yotzar, you know, so all of a sudden you realize there's someone waiting for me. And that you hear the baby crying. That the hakten kop. Was hakten kop? Because there is life. And this Hashem Yotzar is not life. But it's not like this. Hashem Yotzar is life. Hashem Yotzar sodem b'chokh merifi chol bosu is life. It's poshut life. And we have to absorb it into us. And as I was saying, there's a special power in these days of Sfiras Omer to pray to Hashem that our Yiddishkeit should become our life essence. And every day of these wonderful days, life filters into us. After what we got rid of the chometz, and when Torah becomes our life, when Hashem becomes our life, then all I can tell you, this is the end of my drasha, that Hashem becomes as close as life. And then everything is wonderful. You see what I'm saying now? What's the closest thing that we have? What's even closer than breath? Life. Life is the closest thing we have. Life is me. And when Hashem says, Ki heim chayin erechim, when Hashem becomes through love, Chalki Hashem becomes our life, the mitzvahs become our life, Torah becomes our life, then that's the tachlis. This is really big, hard madrigas, but what's important for us at this moment is everything that we do, as much as we daven, as much as we learn, as much as we keep Yiddishkeit, as much as we do these things, it should become life. A Shabbos should be a geshmak. A Yom Tov should be a geshmak. Saying a Perek Tehillim should be a geshmak. Everything that Yiddishkeit should be part of our life. And this is the most wonderful madrega that we could acquire. Special days for this is Sfiras Omer, and this is the Hakdamah to Matan Torah. And I appreciate your listening. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be zeichet everything good and everything wonderful.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkas Atzal, his wife Chaya Mendel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas Atzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Klal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his Aliyas Neshama, HaRav Shimshon David ben HaRav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the Aliyas Neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mendel and Miriam Aleim HaShalom. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.